Your investigative report may not be the only necessary record or form of communication when you complete your case. Identifying control gaps should be a component of your efforts. But how do you share those findings while maintaining the confidentiality of your investigation? Can you ensure that you're protecting the sensitivity of the case while conveying issues you uncovered that could cause opportunity for future misconduct? Creating an after-action report or a findings report has proven to be a beneficial solution and is a fairly simple process to implement. This can be achieved in both a case management system or by simply documenting a sort of addendum to your investigative report. If your case management system allows for certain fields to be developed to capture aspects like control gaps, those fields can be carved out of the case file and then sent to the owning party or to a proxy team that would then shepherd to a solution. For example, if during the course of an expense fraud case you find that there are no internal controls that require receipts for purchases above, let's say, $30, you could include that detail in your after-action report and share it with the travel or the finance team at your organization. While the investigator probably isn't the party to own the solution and monitor those controls, teams such as internal audit, compliance, policy governance, and assurance would carry that responsibility and may be the logical recipient of your findings. The investigator could facilitate the communication between one of these teams and the team that would then be accountable for the implementation of the new control, like finance, human resources, employee relations, to name a few. More sophisticated case management systems allow for this information to be automatically emailed to the designated team straight from the case record, while not exposing the remaining more confidential information like implicated parties and witnesses. However, even if your case management system exists in Excel files and Word documents, you can still utilize the after-action report concept and simply email the discovered control gaps to the appropriate team. There will be some prep work and training needed for most teams who may not be accustomed to receiving investigative data, but once they understand the reasoning and their responsibility in handling that information, your partners will be encouraged to have the awareness and evidence they need to reduce risk for further misconduct. Remember to include the following in your after-action report to provide the most efficient and well-documented handoff of actionable information: the case number, dates of the investigation, the name of the primary investigator, the corporate policy and standard relevant to the investigation, details of the identified control gaps, the risks those gaps represent, recommended owners of the solution, if you already have determined who that will be, and the suggested solutions to resolve the gap. It may be helpful to coordinate a transition meeting between the investigator and the team that will be carrying the control gaps forward to a resolution. Finally, keep a record for your investigative team of the gaps identified and the controls that were modified or implemented as a result of your work. This can help your team identify trends over time and the effectiveness of the implemented controls, which is, again, valuable information for teams being impacted by misconduct.